To the Middle East now, at least 29 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes in the central and northern Gaza Strip yesterday and overnight. In Lebanon, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged UN peacekeepers to evacuate from combat areas. We'll hear from the commander of Irish peacekeepers at Camp Shamrock shortly. But first, we can speak with Beirut-based journalist with the Irish Times, Sally Hayden. Sally, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. First to that attack in Gaza, what details are emerging there?
Thanks for having me. What we're seeing is that Israel has obviously been doing this offensive in northern Gaza, which seems to be escalating. And the UN says an estimated 400,000 people have been trapped by the latest ground fighting, which is centered on Jabalia, the refugee camp. Many people are saying that they can't leave because of Israeli sniper fire and routes being blocked. But others are saying that they are unwilling to leave because they just say that there's nowhere in Gaza that's safe anymore. And we've seen like Palestinian journalists posting on social media, for example, who have covered everything that's been happening since last year, and they're saying that this is the worst time, this is the moment that they really feel that they're going to die, you know, and this is the most dangerous time for everybody there.
In Lebanon then, where you are, Sally, fighting is intensifying in the south of the country, and the UN has confirmed five of its peacekeepers were injured in recent days, including one by who was hit by gunfire on Friday. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has today urged UN troops to evacuate from conflict areas. What more can you tell us about the situation in southern Lebanon today?
So basically, like you said, it just seems to be escalating. The evacuation warnings continue to be issued from the IDF. It's not just the peacekeepers that they've, you know, attacked, and also been issuing warnings to, like, they also have issued warnings to medics, for example. They've been accusing medics of working with Hezbollah. More than 100 medics and emergency workers have been killed in Lebanon since last year, according to the UN. And generally, the airstrikes are just continuing. Like, the latest that have attracted a lot of attention here is a mosque being blown up in Dahira, which is close to the border, and the historic market, the souk in Nabatea, has also seemingly been destroyed. And generally, yeah, just airstrikes are continuing, not just in the south, but across other parts of the country as well.
Sally, thank you for joining us today. That is Beirut-based journalist with the Irish Times, Sally Hayden.